This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Our question is titled, "The Party is Over." My fiancé and I love to host people for a variety of events. Recently, we've encountered a problem. We'll have friends over for drinks and food, and after all the goodies are gone, folks will stick around, and someone, with a Mary Poppins-type bag, produces another set of drinks. We've started a step-by-step process to gently nudge people that the party has ended. We'll ask about safe rides home or to call and sometimes pay for taxis or Ubers, and we'll offer our second bedroom for those who'd prefer to just crash. However, even our gentle nudges don't seem to help folks understand the underlying message. We've taken to doing the bad thing, starting to clean up and doing dishes. When that doesn't work, we'll yawn and one of us will even go to bed. I know these aren't good for a host to do, but after 11 p.m., midnight, and 1 a.m. roll on, we don't know what to do. Help. Any advice on what we can do, I'd love to hear. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your question. This is not an uncommon or unfamiliar situation if you're in the etiquette business. We've heard about this one before. In fact, one of my favorite pieces of advice is the advice that I learned from Lizzie Post's mother, Tricia Post, about this particular situation.
And that is?
Well, and I thought of it because as you were introducing the question, you said, turn the lights off. And I thought, no. The Tricia Post trick is you turn the lights on. You turn them up.
You turn them up. Yes.
So as you turn the music off, you turn the lights on. And that tends to send people scurrying for the shadows.
That's one trick for sure. First of all, I want you to know you're actually doing the right things. Cleaning up, doing the dishes, turning the lights up, putting the bar away, turning the music down. Those are all the indicators. We go so far as to even suggest you can walk them to the door and grab their coat and say, Jim, we love you, but you can't stay here. I am going to make one safety announcement, and that's to remember that most homeowners' insurance policies make you the homeowner liable for anyone that you serve alcohol to. So we've actually stopped recommending that you put people in taxis or Ubers and send them home because you are still responsible for them, believe it or not, even after they've left your house because they were served usually alcohol at your house. And that's a really important safety tip to know. So rather than send them home in a taxi, if you can't get them home safely and into their own home safely, then you really need to make up the couch, the spare bed, the floor with a pillow on it and a blanket. I mean, whatever it is, keep them on your property until they are safe.
I also like the idea of not just saying, well, so-and-so is going to bed, but we're going to bed.
Oh, yeah. We're going to bed.
You really start to set those boundaries, make them clear, make them firm. That's part of your job as a host. You've got to give people the gentle cues first, and you definitely want to notch up through those cues. But when that moment comes where you're really starting to think about the time you've got to set your alarm for the next morning and you're no longer focused on your guest, you're no longer being that really generous host, it's time to switch up the way you play that role and really give your guests all the information they need to be successful and to be the kind of guests that want to be invited back.
Well, that's definitely true. And also remember, you don't have to wait for 1 a.m. for this to happen. If 11 p.m. is the late hour for you, it's okay to kick your guests out by 11 p.m. And yes, we are saying kick your guests out because sometimes that is what you have to do. But absolutely. You know, James, I'm going to make up the couch. You're welcome to watch TV, but we're off to bed. Good night. And it's okay. Said with a smile and make sure that blanket's nice and warm and cozy.
It really sounds like you are most excellent hosts. And we really hope that your next gathering is just as festive and fun as the last, but that you're able to get to sleep at a reasonable time.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.